Yeah, you know, I never been a part of anyone's bucket list. I hardly know where to begin. Start bailing.
I didn't think I ever deserved to be on someone's bucket list, but sure enough, we have become just that. Jay O'Leary is from Connecticut and has terminal cancer, and this is on his bucket list. Jay, good morning. Welcome to the Bax and O'Brien Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
So, when you put together a bucket list, what made you put us on it?
Well, I listen to their show, and I like all the Seinfeld references, and Mr. O'Brien here is a Seinfeld expert, so I wanted to take a shot at taking him down.
I don't know that I would necessarily call myself an expert. I'm an avid fan who probably knows more about it than I even should.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of taking him down.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, exactly, and there you go, you all see? Right. Now, just to get an idea here, we were just talking off the air a few moments ago. You have colon cancer?
I do.
And you're stage four?
Stage four.
And what kind of prognosis are they talking about?
3 to 6 months as of March 1st.
As of March 1st.
So you're beyond that.
So, yeah. So I guess it's a countdown now from September 1st, if you look at it that way.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I know a number of people who've outlived their prognosis. So I don't know if you really buy every word they tell you. So...
Not every word. A lot of things they said weren't exactly as, you know, because it's just an estimate. But
yeah.
But what, you know, when they gave end of life signs and basically it was like, we'll put you in the hospital is when that comes back, then to be on guard and
right.
Came back. So,
Well,
how many other things are left on your bucket list?
Probably 4 or 5 things.
Oh, okay. All right. I couldn't take the pressure.
Hopefully something better than this.
What could be better than this?
Well, that's what I mean. Hopefully 4 or 5 other things.
Well, I would assume that by the time you're done with this part of the bucket list, you'll probably say to yourself, yeah, there's got to be something else in this bucket list that's worth doing.
Maybe I get to play Kanye in the Hollywood Trash Report.
You're talking crazy.
I think you're getting a little. I think you're getting a little horny there, buddy. Okay, so let's. So this is the way it's going to be. Steve is going to answer, read off the questions. The three of us will compete,
and we'll always give Jay the first shot at each of the questions.
Okay,
all right. You ready?
Yeah.
In the season 6 finale, Jerry's girlfriend. Janice, was it Janice or Janice? Is the understudy for what Broadway performer?
Bette Midler.
That is correct.
Yep. Wow. Yep. All right. Right off the bat, Jay's got one.
All
pretty,
right.
Pretty easy one, but it's one nevertheless.
Okay.
All right. Bax will be next.
All right. Bax in the understudy. What movie is Jerry watching when he won't move his chair to the couch to console his crying girlfriend?
I have no idea.
Don't
remember.
Going to me now?
That's
it.
Sure.
Is it Rochelle Rochelle?
No. However, tied to Bette Midler, go ahead.
Beaches.
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 Yeah, you know.
Unbelievable. The theme of the episode.
Try another episode beside the understudy.
By the way, we're not easing up because you're sick, okay?
He's not either. It's 2-0.
What was the name of the musical for which Kramer mistakenly won a Tony Award?
Jay, start with you.
Scarsdale Surprise.
He's absolutely right.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Which, you know what's kind of funny? The line where he says, Jerry says, oh, you went to Sardi's? And he said, no, the Tony took me to Sardi's. I feel like coming here today, you didn't bring me here. The cancer brought me here. I could have probably told that better.
That's all right.
Who's next?
Bax.
Yes, I'm ready.
In the Merv Griffin Show, what did Kramer say he was making when he broke Jerry's blender?
Oh man, I don't remember.
I don't either. Jay?
That one I don't think I know.
Gravel is the answer.
Gravel. I don't even remember him saying that.
Okay.
All right, so no points for anybody there, but it's still 3-0, Jay.
All right.
In his act, Jerry says the bridge on the Starship Enterprise, big chair, nice screen, remote control, is his ideal version of what room?
Jay?
Okay, it's yours.
Well, we'll start with him all the time.
Living room.
He's absolutely right.
Ah! Also, because I knew I didn't know the answer, so I passed it on to Jay.
All right, Bax?
Bax, yeah.
Okay. In the phone message, what alternative phrase does George say he'll use as a clue that Carol's coming while Jerry's changing her phone machine tape?
I honestly have no idea.
Oh, it is either Lemon Tree... or Tippy Toe?
Tippy Toe.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. The John gets
Tippy Toe.
Do you get it for giving the wrong answer first?
No. Well, yes.
Well, if you preface it with either.
Exactly.
There you go.
I did preface it by saying either this or that.
According to Elaine, which of the three tenors is the maestro's favorite?
Jay?
The other guy.
The other guy.
Which is, I think it's Carrera.
It's the other guy.
5-1-0.
There was, and what was it again? It was Pavarotti.
Placido Domingo.
Domingo and the other guy. Yeah.
In The Dog, what is the name of the movie that Jerry and Elaine are saving to see together?
The episode of The Dog, they're saving to see this together. Bax, this is yours.
I have no idea.
Not The English Patient.
No.
No.
Prognosis Negative?
Prognosis Negative!
There you go. That's right.
He's really kicking the crap out of
him. He really is. Pounds. He's six. Yeah.
Imagine
six.
If I didn't have cancer.
Well, that one guy laughed.
He actually
had cancer.
And laughter is the best medicine.
It's 6-0-1.
In The Slicer, what medical professional does George refer to as an aloe pusher?
Dermatologist.
Dermatologist is correct.
Pimple popper MD.
That's right.
Bax, in the reverse peephole, who declares that cheapness is not a sense?
Is it Jerry?
Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry is correct.
I finally got one.
Jay, what's he talking about?
George was finding the deal for Joe Mayo's recliner, and he said he could get it for $60 cheaper. And he said, cheapness is not a sense. But one of my favorite parts in that whole series was when George is in the massage chair talking to Jerry, and Jerry gets off the phone, and he goes, I have a feeling he's not always being honest with me.
In The Strong Box, what superhero nickname did Jerry give Elaine's mysterious boyfriend?
Oh, man.
There was a bunch of them there. There was the Got No Green Lantern.
That's the one, the Green Lantern.
What were the others?
Something about broke. She was Lois Lone.
That's right. Hey, do you remember the nicknames for the serial killer?
Oh, the Denogonizer and Hedzo, Son of Dad. That was great news. You know what? I think I just watched that last night. Was that on last night?
And The Lopper. I haven't seen the show in over a year, so I'm not sure.
When I have days where I'm just doing nothing, I watch Seinfeld like 8 times a day.
Yeah.
So I guess I got another fair advantage.
What did George shout during the Hindenburg movie after the blimp exploded?
Jay, go ahead.
I don't remember that one.
It wasn't the humanity.
Oh, the humanity?
No.
No.
That's gotta hurt.
That was a good line. That was his big line.
In The Maid, what nickname did Mr. Krueger give George after watching him wave his arms wildly while holding a banana in his hand?
Oh, you know what? I really haven't started one yet. Just saying is all. If I could,
you take this one.
Take one. It was Coco, by the way.
It was Coco the monkey. Yeah, yes, correct.
But they already had a Coco.
All right.
You can't just pick and choose the questions that you feel.
Well,
like
I know,
you could
but
answer.
I mean, for God's sakes, I was tied for last.
Jay's got 8. You've got 2. I got 1.
Yeah.
To the article of clothing is to what article of clothing is Kramer referring when he says, "My boys need a house."
Who's got this one?
Jay, I guess.
That was his underwear.
His underwear.
What kind of underwear, though?
He couldn't wear the jockeys anymore.
Jockey shorts.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Then it was just that thin layer of gabardine.
That was separating him from us. That's right.
What is George driving when Jerry says, "It must be comforting to know you'll be going straight to hell at no more than 3 miles per hour?
Is it the Rascal?
It is the Rascal.
Yeah. You know what's funny is for this, not to get off topic, but I got a trip from this group called Treasure Time. It's for families who have a parent that's terminally ill.
Mm.
And we went up to Buffalo and I met the Bills and did all that stuff. They rented one because they thought I'd have a hard time getting around.
Yeah.
So It was kind of funny because I was thinking about that, how George is chasing from the guy, and then the battery runs out, and he just picks it up over his head.
What did they give you, by the way? Six-cylinder?
I think it was a four-cylinder.
Yeah, they did you a favor.
That's right.
In the opening of The Butter Shave, what was George referring to when he said, "I hate it too. I feel like an out-of-work porn star"?
Oh, who's first?
I think I had the last one, so it's back to Jay.
All right.
Okay, the mustache.
The mustache is correct.
Yeah, that one I know.
In the yada yada, what little character describes his shirt as 100% cotton and some wool?
That was Mickey.
That was Mickey.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, I love that line. I use that one all the time.
What carpet cleaning company did Kramer describe as a crazy religious cult?
I didn't remember them having a name.
That was a Sunshine Carpet Cleaner.
The Sunshine.
He's absolutely right.
That
got Mr. Wilhelm.
Mr. Wilhelm, right. He joined.
<That's> Tanya.
Remember? And George was offended because they didn't try to convert him.
Yeah, you got this guy.
In the apology, what did Elaine quickly reply when Jerry asked her what was wrong with his body?
Oh, the chicken wing shoulder blade?
That is correct.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we finally got somebody in here that knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, who's actually seen this show, I think.
In The Chinese Woman, George says, "I don't trust men in capes. Who is the only exception?"
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't.
I'd have to say Superman.
Superman is absolutely correct.
Now, was that also the episode where George claimed that he saw his father in the city?
Jerry and Elaine saw him.
That's right.
Yeah, they're like, he was with a guy with a cape. And he's like, that's my lawyer. Which makes sense, you know.
Sure, absolutely.
It's a good lawyer.
In The Smelly Car, Jerry says it's BBO. What does BBO stand for?
It's like rampant mutant BO, but I can't remember what the first B was.
I think it was Beyond.
Beyond.
It was Beyond. Yeah. It's like where the B separates from the O.
You know, all these years, you guys doing these references back and forth, and this guy comes in here and kicks your ass.
It's like we never even
saw
the show.
In Male Unbonding, what does Jerry leave by the phone in case Joel Hornick calls?
You got me.
Jay. Don't take that.
I remember the episode. I don't remember what it was.
It was a list of excuses.
Do you remember why?
Yeah, it was a friend that he hadn't seen him in years, but then he remembered why he didn't like him. And he was always trying to find a way to say, oh, no, I'm busy. I can't do this. I can't do that.
And wasn't this the guy who then went with him to the coffee shop and was really mean to the waitress?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the
one.
And
that's why he was
trying to
come up with the
Yeah, okay.
In Elaine's New Yorker cartoon, what did the pig say at the complaint department window?
You know what? I'm blacking out, and it's one of my favorite lines.
My wife is a pig.
My wife is a whore.
My wife's a whore.
That's right.
No.
Huh?
It was, I wish I was taller.
Oh, that's right, because Peterman had the Ziggy collection, and that's where she got it from.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Kramer was the one who said that's what it should say.
Yeah, yeah. That it should
now that's
say,
a complaint.
My wife's a whore.
That's what Jerry said. Now that's a complaint. I'd like to see that rectified.
In The Friars Club, who declares, I woke up in the Hudson River in a sack?
That was Kramer.
It was Kramer.
What did he do? He passed out or fell asleep on her?
He was doing Da Vinci sleep. I think it's 20 minutes every 3 hours. Right. And he was dating that mob boss's girlfriend. She was freaked out that he was going to find out about it. So she just had the boys throw him in a sack.
But what was, I forget the rest of the explanation of that Da Vinci sleep. Wasn't it at some point somebody said, you know, well, how long have you been awake now or something like that?
Yeah, it was a long time. And he thought he was wasting time sleeping because he had all his list of things to do, like Kramerica Industries and all that.
Yeah.
He needed to be more fruitful and productive. How'd that work out for him?
All right. What bookstore does George believe is the best place in New York to pick up girls?
Brentano's?
Brentano's is correct.
You know they have a horrible return policy.
See, he knows all the lines.
I know. Not even the funny ones, just all the dialogue.
It's a sickness.
Yeah, it is.
Whom does Kramer call the substitute teachers of the theater world?
Boy.
The ushers.
Nope.
What? Jay?
Got to be the ticket takers.
The understudies.
Come on, Jay.
I'm thinking the movie theater.
Have you really seen this show?
I did. I was on the internet all day yesterday practicing. Yeah.
I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
Right. It's exactly.
You guys are going to catch up now.
Now, who did he say? Who said that about who? I don't think she knows what she's talking about.
Oh, Kramer said that about
Marley Maitland.
Marley Maitland.
The deaf girl.
Oh, the sign language. Yeah. I also thought he said that about Pimple Popper MD.
Yeah, he might have.
When
but
he
I
was
mean,
Dr. Van Nostrand, he's going to take the slice off of Kruger with the mint slice. Because, you know, he was a Juilliard-trained dermatologist.
That's right. That's true. You know what I'm really beginning to worry about? My friend Mike Belice was a big Seinfeld fan. I'm a big Seinfeld fan. You're a big Seinfeld fan. There seems to be a theme here. That maybe Seinfeld's not really that good for you. It's a lot of fun to play trivia.
That could be.
Yeah. I think we got a case.
Hazardous to your health. We do. I'll call Jackie. I got him on speed dial.
your face is my case.
Yeah. Have him set up an appointment with Dr. Bison.
My wife was a Facts of Life fan, so I don't know how that. Right.
Oh
there.
Yeah. Well.
So you take the good, you take the bad.
Yeah. Right.
I'm sorry.
So I think it's safe to say Jay O'Leary is the winner with 14, 5 for John, 2 for me. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
There you go. My formal training's in Saved by the Bell.
Jay, thanks very much, man. We really appreciate it. And good luck to you, man.
Thank you. It was good to be on.
Good luck.
Enjoy it thoroughly.
We appreciate it. With Max and O'Brien on Rock 102.